everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the HRG Weekly Wake Up Call. Thanks for being patient with me today as I was en route to Austin, Texas for Mega Relief, so I wasn't able to do it at our normal time, but I'm just a little later than normal, and I am very excited to be doing the call. I'm just emailing everyone right now and putting the link out on the Facebook group so that if anybody wants to join in live, they certainly can. And I will, of course, be sending out the recording, which most of you will listen to since nobody really knew what time I was going to be able to do it, and I wasn't sure because my flight times changed a little bit this morning. So I am posting it. I am also emailing it out. And would love to have anybody join me or listen to the recording, as always, on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so before we get started, sorry, guys, I'm just sending this out now. Okay, sorry, guys. Thanks for your patience for those of you that are listening to this and or are going to listen to this in the future when you are listening to the recording, but I just wanted to get this out as quickly as possible. So. All right, you guys, I am ready to rock and roll. First and foremost, I just wanted to say how honored I am to be able to be down here in Austin, Texas for Mega Relief. As short as my trip is going to be, I'm still honored to be able to be part of such an awesome event and help people in any way that I can. There's a lot of people that are out in the houses and demucking and working as much as they can. There's a little bit of uncertainty as to how long they're going to allow people to do that. While down here at Mega Relief, just from a safety perspective. And so with that being said, there are some other opportunities, such as working in warehouses and food shelves and such, because what's going to happen is, when all the volunteers that are demucking are leaving, these people are going to need food. They're going to need, continue to need shelters and supplies. And so I'm excited to be able to be working in a warehouse tomorrow and possibly at least for part of the day on Wednesday to make some kind of an impact on that so that, like I said, as that part is being a little overlooked, I think, with so many people wanting to demuck. So I'm excited for the opportunity. And so just as a reminder, for any of you who are coming down here who might be listening to this, if you're going to be down here for a day, 2 days, 3 days, or whatever the case may be, please contact me. Get in touch with me, email me, or text me, and I'll make sure that we let you know where we're going to be. We are looking at doing some HRG dinners or events, masterminds, both this evening and Tuesday evening, and so we'd love to have you join us. Now, that being said, many of you are not here at Mega Relief, and yet you do have an opportunity to, along with all of our HRG family, give to those in need, not only for the Hurricane Harvey victims, but also now the Hurricane Irma victims. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a few moments, about how we have that opportunity as an entire HRG team, across the country. And so thank you in advance for all of you for your partnership in that as well, because that's as important as anything that can be done down here at Mega Relief, because in the months ahead, these people are going to need financial assistance. And as Adam had stated, this is a huge way for us to be able to help them stimulate their local economies as they rebuild and get back on their feet. And so we're excited to do that. And for those of you that I don't get to see down here in Austin, Texas this week, it's only 1 month away, HRG Advance. I'm excited to see all of you there. We have had double the amount of people RSVP just in the last week. It's going to be an amazing event. Becca opened up some more rooms if you still need a room. She did send an email out about that at the end of last week. And if you want a roommate, if you'd like to save some costs on your hotel, if you're not sharing a room with anyone, if you can't find a room at the hotel, let us know. We'll help match you up with somebody that may want a roommate and to save money as well. You get to know somebody a little bit more and do some masterminding as well if you share a room. So let me know or let Becca know if that is something that you would like to do. Just send us an email. I also want to start the call here with just saying that we hope all of our HRG family in Florida as well as in South Carolina stay safe. Our prayers and thoughts are with all of you. even into the coming day or two here as we're waiting to see what happens with storm surges and such. Just so you know, we're here to help you in any way we possibly can. You are in our thoughts and our prayers. And as far as I can tell from all of the correspondence I've had with our teams so far, everybody is safe, which is, of course, the most important. And yet, like I said, it is going to be a rebuilding process for many, and we are here to support you. The goal and that that fundraising goal for the hurricane victims with HRG is for, like I said, not only Hurricane Harvey victims, but also Hurricane Irma victims. So we're excited to be able to have an opportunity as we go into the months ahead, and we work so hard to sell more real estate that we can give back a portion of that to you guys that are in need to help you rebuild and get back on your feet and get back into production yourselves. So I just wanted to let you know we were thinking of you. Of course, as well, just want to make note that today is September 11th. And for those of us that can vividly remember that day, we don't want to forget it. Want to remind ourselves, even with everything going on in the country right now, that this is a very important day in our history and that we all should be sending our love and gratitude to those who went through some very traumatizing times during the 9/11 event and all of those heroes that were there and rescuing and people who lost their lives and family members that are still probably, you know, deeply recovering from that event, as our entire country, you know, probably to some degree still is. So it's a big day today, September 11th, for a lot of reasons, because, again, being down here at Mega Relief with all the things going on across the country, from the fires to the different flooding and the storms, as well as the 9/11 anniversary. So with that being said, I just wanted to make note of all of those things, all of you who are in any of those places where you may need some assistance. We are all thinking of you, and we're here to support you in any way possible. So I hope you guys all had a wonderful Labor Day weekend, that you had time to recharge, re-energize, spend time with family and friends. I know I sure did, and I'm glad that I heard that many of you did as well, and that you're back here with us to really take your business to the next level and take the fourth quarter by the horns and really make some things happen. The September initiative is here. You guys have been seeing emails from Erin. I'm certain of it. I hope that you guys are reading all of the emails. I hope that you guys are watching the videos that she's sharing, that some of our HRG agents and CEOs are doing for us. I hope that you are being learning-based and that you really are practicing every single day. As Adam said today in the email, practice counts more than you know. This is your opportunity to grow your skill set, you guys, to step outside of your comfort zone and to really become an even more well-rounded professional expert in the real estate industry and to be able to truly get out there and help sellers at a high level. All of you have it in you, and in this month, all of you are listing agents. So whether you've done it in the past or not, now is your opportunity. There's never a better time than now to try something new and to get into action, make something happen, learn a new skill set, become more well-rounded, and to hit a goal that you've put in place for yourself. Speaking of that, have all of you guys sent your goals for listings for the month to your CEOs or to Erin or myself? And did you tie a reward to it? If you did not, you guys, we are looking for those. All of us, Adam, myself, leadership, we are looking to see who has those in and who does not. We are going to be helping to hold you accountable, helping to push you outside of your comfort zone in a good way, helping to provide you what you need to succeed, helping you to be able to reward yourself at the end of this month and financially see what you are able to do that you've never done before, to push you to a place where you've never been able to go in the past, to truly do something and hit a number, hit a goal, hit something that you've never done before. Once you do that, you guys, you're never going to go back to that place of smaller thinking. And so you're going to be forever changed in a positive way. We are here to help you, but you have to put your goal out there and you have to tie a reward to it. So please get those to your CEO or to myself or Erin as quickly as possible. Should have been done by last Friday, and yet if you forgot about it, please do it today. It's really important. We want you to play full on. Get in the game. You can't win if you're not in the game, you guys. And we are looking for those as soon as possible. Excited to see many of them if you haven't already done it. Remember, September is typically a huge month in the real estate industry across the country. So are you going to get your fair share or not? There's so much opportunity out there. You should be working for it. I know many of you are, but if you need a little extra motivation, email me, let me know. I'll have a coaching conversation with you. I'll partner you up with somebody else that I think would be a great fit for you. Let's get ourselves into the right mindset and get into action as quickly as possible. We all have it in us. We just have to make the decision to do it. So with that, I wanted to talk a little bit, you guys, also here at the beginning of this call about our initiative to give back to the hurricane victims. So if many of you may have seen this email from our regional director, Mike Dooley, he's also the CEO down in Arkansas. He also has the team in Kansas. And Mike has been very actively involved since partnering with us about a month or so ago. We're excited to have him on board. And he is going to be helping us to really provide some amazing holidays for the victims of the hurricanes. And so our very first goal here that we have put in place is that we want to be able to raise $50,000 to be able to give to people in need that have been affected by the hurricane so that they can have a Christmas or a holiday season that they otherwise probably wouldn't have. Remember, these people are going to be rebuilding for months and months, and those people who are in the real estate industry aren't going to receive a paycheck for many months due to the devastation in those areas for many of them. And so we wanted to do something a little bit different. Again, as all of this settles and the volunteers have to go back to their normal lives and people are not able to give up their time as much, these individuals who have been affected by the hurricanes are going to need our money more than ever, especially in the next few months around the holiday season. And so at HRG, we have put something together where we want to help our KW family and friends, and we want to be able to give $100 from every closing within HRG to provide several families with a great holiday season, the goal again being $50,000. And so I know that you guys are all going to be able to contribute this and help us. And this is where that abundance mindset comes in, you guys. If we realize how blessed we really are, those of us that are not being affected by fires, not being affected by hurricanes, not being affected by flooding, or other things that are holding us back, we have the opportunity to go out there and make a phenomenal living, go out there and transform more lives through homeownership, sell more homes so that we can give more to those in need. Just so you guys know, all of the funds that have been raised for Hurricane Harvey, they're not even enough to help those families. And now we've got all of the families in Florida that need our help. So there is a great, great need. I was just watching a video from one of our Keller Williams agents and MAPS coaches who's been down in Austin for the last week, and she also lives in Florida, and she's heading back that way to start helping there. But she made a comment that we need to get out there and sell as much real estate as possible so that we can continue to donate money in the months ahead because the need is great. And that's what we talked about last week. That's what I continue to talk about and Adam has continued to talk about is, please, you guys, come from an abundance mindset and use this to motivate yourself to be able to make a difference in somebody's life. Go out there and motivate yourself to go get another listing because you know when you do, you have an opportunity to help somebody in a big way. I shared a Facebook Live video at the end of last week, and it talked just about this. It talked about asking people for their referrals of sellers and buyers, people looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate. It was telling people that we at HRG are coming from a place of abundance mindset, that we are feeling very grateful and blessed for the opportunity to have the business that we do and to go out there and help more people. And when we do that we can give money back and that we have a huge goal to do that. I shared that on my Facebook Live and I would highly encourage you guys to either do a video similar to that or share my video and use your own verbiage in the post. Because if you do that and put it out there to social media and ask for people's referrals, by the way, ask for people's referrals across the country. You have HRG family members across the country, and we can help you find a very capable, professional, amazing realtor, even if we don't have an HRG family in that specific location, so that you're able to get a referral fee, and we'll be, again, able to generate more dollars so that we can give more money to those in need. So when you're posting these things on social media, whether you're sharing my Facebook post or you are doing one yourself, talk to people about how you have the opportunity to provide so much through the HRG initiative here that we have to raise $50,000 that we need their help, that we need the help of your Facebook friends and family members and sphere of influence and referral partners. And so whatever they can do to help either donate money and or refer a potential client to us that we are going to be forever grateful, and we are going to be donating a portion of all of our commissions to that fund and to raise that $50,000. And that's just the beginning. Hopefully we can raise much more than that as a group. So please go to my Facebook page, watch my Facebook Live, share it if you'd like, do your own video, but use that to spread the word of HRG and our mission to raise that $50,000 as soon as possible. And I promise you, it's going to get you more interaction with your friends and your family and your sphere, and it's likely going to get you more referrals as well. And again, this is all about coming from contribution. Let's go out there and help as many people as possible in so many different ways, not only by being their guided and professional resource in this time of buying or selling real estate, but also by giving to those hurricane victims at the same time. Super excited to have this goal in place. Thanks again to Mike for leading that charge. I'm super excited for all of you to really be able to utilize this month as you personally go for your own goals as well, and use it to motivate yourself to do as much as you possibly can and to come from that mindset of abundance. Okay, so now I want to welcome the newest members of our awesome team across the country. Last week, so I'm going to be doing a few things here. Last week, we didn't have our weekly wake-up call because it was Labor Day. So last week, when we didn't have it, I would have announced these people. I want to announce them today. So we had Jason Duvall join us in North Carolina. Welcome, Jason. We had Dean Feld in Minnesota, Maple Grove in Prairie, Minnesota, join us last week. So welcome, Dean. We had Heather Martin in California and Suzanne Pila in South Carolina. Welcome to all four of you last week. And this week, we're welcoming Aaron Hollingsworth in Colorado. We're also welcoming Dale Maslin in Connecticut and Chris Hicks in Massachusetts. And so welcome to all of you. We are more than excited to have you on our HRG team and in our HRG family. We're very excited for you to learn and grow and succeed at a high level. And we are here to help you do that in any way that we possibly can. Thank you again for joining us, and welcome. So I want to say congratulations to all of the closings. Last week, you guys, when we were going into the holiday weekend, there were 40 closings at the end of that week prior. So congratulations to all of you on transforming so many lives through home ownership. You guys are truly amazing, and I wanted to congratulate those of you that had closings last week. Joel in Wisconsin, Mary had two in North Carolina, Amy Cromer in North Carolina also had two, Jen Gunnerson in Maple Grove, Minnesota had two, Jim in Wisconsin, Joey Torkelson in North Suburban, Minnesota had two, Betsy in Wisconsin had two, Christian in Maple Grove, Minnesota had two, Jesse in North Suburban, Minnesota had two, Juliet in Miami, David Hill in Central Massachusetts had two, Arielle in Kansas had two, Reed Ferguson in Wisconsin had four, Sharon in Miami, Amanda in Vermont had two, Shannon in Vermont had two, Jeff in Wisconsin had two, Joel in Wisconsin, I'm sorry, you had two as well, I missed that one, Brian in South Carolina, Winona in Minnesota, John in North Suburban, Minnesota also had two, Dan in Vermont, Gus in Miami, and Dan in Vermont, you also had two. So congratulations to all of you that contributed to the 40 closings at the end of last week. Wow, that was an amazing week. And that is all the payoff that you guys were getting just, you know, from the work that you had done the month before. Remember, the month or 2 months before is all starting to show up in these huge, huge weeks like this, right? So remember to continue to keep that momentum going. What you're doing today is going to show up definitely in the fourth quarter, and it's also going to start showing up for many of you in the first quarter. So start getting into those activities that you need to get into today. So this week, we also have a number of closings. Congratulations to all of you and your clients who have closings this week. Jen in Minnesota, Maple Grove, Minnesota has two again. Mary in North Carolina. Joey in Minnesota has two. Betsy in Wisconsin. Christian Peterson in Maple Grove, Minnesota has two again. Jesse in North Suburban, Minnesota, Arielle in Kansas, and Reed in Wisconsin also has two. So congratulations to all of you for all of the lives that you're transforming through home ownership and for transforming your own lives and your own family's lives through this career every single time you help take someone through the home buying or home selling process. So congratulations to all of you. I'm very proud of you and can't wait to see all of the things that you guys are going to have in the works after this listing initiative. So now I want to just move into a few congratulations and a few other great things going on. First and foremost, when we put out that we are going to go for the goal of $50,000 for the hurricane victims by the end of the year so that many of them can have a better holiday season, our hub decided with great leadership that they do have that they were personally going to pledge a certain amount of money, each of them, to that fundraiser to also help us raise that $50,000. In other words, our transaction coordinators and listing managers and launch directors, all of our amazing hub, you know who they are. They all personally put a dollar amount on every listing that's going to come in the month of September that they are going to donate to that fund. And so I'm so very, very proud to be in business with them, that they were willing to do that out of their own money to help us towards that goal. We truly are an amazing family here at HRG, and together there's nothing that we can't achieve, and I'm excited to see us have such a massive impact on some of these families in need in the holiday season because of all that we together are going to do in these next months and that we are going to have the opportunity to give back. So thank you to all of the hub for your personal donations towards that goal. That truly is amazing. I also wanted to give a shout out to Tasha in Arkansas because in her first 120 days on the team and in real estate ever, has 5 pendings already. So wow, that's amazing. Congratulations, Tasha. Can't wait to see what you're going to do when you actually have another 120 days in this industry. That is truly amazing, and we're proud of you. I also wanted to say congratulations to Carissa, who is one of our virtual assistants in the hub. She actually received an award from My Out Desk, which is where she is employed through. She does amazing work for us and behind the scenes for our hub members so that we can support you guys at a high level. And I just want to say congratulations to her. That was amazing that she was able to achieve that award as well. I also wanted to say congrats to Stacy Hill in Massachusetts. She had her first listing and first pending with us, and just wanted to say congratulations. That's amazing. That's a good week. I also wanted to thank all of you who participated in our first all HRG agent Zoom call last week. There was some great conversation going, and it was fun to meet many of you in person over the video call. We're going to do these more often. I highly encourage you to come prepared with questions and things to mastermind on. Truly, I believe you're going to develop some really strong relationships within this group of amazing, talented realtors across the country. And this is a great way for us to meet each other, share, learn, and take some things away from those calls to bring to our business that absolutely are going to help us be better on a daily basis. So I'm excited for so many of you to be able to attend that first call. Watch your emails for upcoming calls as well. I also wanted to say congratulations to our August team winners because we every month track our numbers of listings and pendings, as you guys know, and you see on that daily tracker. And in the month of August, 4 listings, our Arkansas team came in number 1, Vermont team came in number 2, and Miami number 3. Congratulations to all of you. And for pendings, Arkansas came in number 1, Vermont number 2, and Wisconsin and Connecticut were tied at number 3. Congratulations to all of those teams on your hard work in the month of August. Lastly, I wanted to say happy anniversary to 3 people who have anniversaries with HRG in September. Lisa Gonzalez-Jones in Miami, it is your 1-year anniversary this month. How did that happen? Time is flying when we're having fun, so happy anniversary. Same thing with Lindsay in Vermont. Happy 1-year anniversary to you as well. It's great to see all of the successes you've had in this year's time. And Shannon Benway in Vermont, 5-year anniversary. So congratulations. We're so honored that you're in business with us for the last 5 years. You are an amazing listing agent. We're excited to learn from you at HRG Advance coming up, and happy anniversary to you as well. All right, you guys. So I'm going to finish up this call to talk a little bit about our listing initiative, because the reality is, you guys, is that we all need to be able to be plugging in and playing full out in this initiative. It is for a reason. It's not just to give you something to do, to bother you, to bombard you with emails. Truly, please believe us. There is a reason for the things that we do, and there is a means to this madness. it's amazing that summer is already behind us, right? And it is the time to prepare for the fourth quarter and the first quarter. And what we do now is going to indicate for all of us what our fourth and first quarters look like. That is a fact. And at HRG, we don't want you as a realtor to have an off season. We don't want you to use seasonality as an excuse, because at the end of the day, you have control of your activities and you can do what it takes to make sure that you have a successful fourth and first quarter, just like you do second and third quarters. This is a career worth having, and we're here to help you make it so. If you engage in our initiatives, if you read the emails, if you watch the videos, if you use the trackers, right, if you do the things, step outside of your comfort zone, trust in the things that we're telling you, trust in the process, trust in the scripts, go out there and make it happen. If you do that, I promise you, things will happen in your favor, and you are going to be so proud of the things that you can accomplish. And so, to help us all build this momentum that we need for the fourth and first quarters, we decided to launch that 30 listings in 30 days, right, for the month of September. And this is what we're going to be focusing on in this month, right? So there's going to be accountability trackers for every single week. Please print them, and please hang it by your desk. Take a picture of it. Share it in the private Facebook group to motivate people and to keep yourself accountable. Share it with your CEO. Share it with your team members. Do what you need to do to make sure that you use the tracker and you hold yourself highly accountable. I would love to see every single team take their sheets when they're completed at the end of the week and take a picture of themselves together with their sheets and post it in our Facebook group. It would be amazing, and it would be higher accountability for all of you. And man, if you did that every single week, think of the activity that you'd have going on. Why are we doing this? Because numbers don't lie, you guys. And the last time we ran a 30 listings in 30 days here at HRG, we had our best listing month ever. Because in March, at that time, we had 9 teams. We now have 13, right? We brought in 96 listings in just 9 teams. In May, we only brought in 74. In June, we brought in 92. And in July, 42. And in August, 70, right? There's a little more than 70. So the reality is that we have never had more listings in the month that we did this 30 and 30 before. So it tells us, and we know this, what you focus on truly does expand. So our collective goal, right, is 390 listings. And let's think about how much money we can give back to people in need and how much money you can bring into the winter months so that you and your family have a phenomenal holiday season as well, and that you are able to reward yourself with the reward that you put when you attach it to the goal of listings that you are committing to for your team, right? Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe it's something that you and your family needs. But remember this. Keep that in the forefront of your mind. This is why you're doing it. So it's not only going to benefit you and your loved ones, but it's going to benefit others across the country that need your help as well. And it's going to help you gain the momentum that you need for the 2018 ahead, and of course, the fourth and first quarters specifically, like we've talked before. So here's the deal. It is very doable. It is absolutely doable. And so some of you have committed 2 listings to your team. Some of you have committed 10. A bunch of you have committed somewhere in between. And no matter what your goal is, you can do it, right? You can do anything for 30 days if you put your mind to it, right? You might need to work a little extra time on the nights or the weekends. You might have to step outside of your comfort zone. You might have to do some things, but you guys, it'll be worth it. I promise you it will. Write your goal down. Write that reward. Keep it nearby you. That it will help you to get through those tough days when you want to throw in the towel, right? So here's the deal. Data also shows for every single listing that we should get a minimum of 1 new buyer, but most of the listings are also a buyer, so really 2 buyers from every listing. And if you do the things that you need to do to market the listing, you'll likely get another listing. That's 4 transactions total from 1 listing. You guys can go make it happen. Think of the pipeline that you're going to have in place moving forward with this number of listings. So I'm super excited. Who else is excited for this, right? This month has the power to change the trajectory of your career and your life and to see what you're capable of, to push you to a place you've never been before so you are forever changed in a positive way. It will spill over into your personal life and different areas of your life as well. There's absolutely no doubt. And we are going to be sending resources frequently information on the guaranteed sale program, videos that you've been seeing come through, tips on for sale by owners, expireds, listings, door knocking, presentations. Some of our best listing experts within HRG are taking their time to share these videos with you guys. Are you watching them? I hope you are. Look at the scripts, read them, practice them. New door knockers are coming out from the marketing department. You have everything that you need. If you could use something that you don't have at your disposal or that is not already on the HRG internet, please just email Aaron or Kelsey and we will get it started for you. Who is ready, you guys? Who is all in? It's 175 contacts a week, one listing appointment a day, 390 listings collectively from HRG this month. We've got it. Together, we can do anything. And think of how much money we are going to raise for those in need when we hit these numbers. Please continue to share your successes, share your failures, the laughable moments, the struggles, the challenges. Share your goals with everyone if you haven't done that already. Let your family and friends know what your goal is and what the reward is going to be. Get their buy-in and support. Promise you when you do all of this, this month will change your life, and we are so excited to be a part of it with you. So here is the deal, you guys. If you didn't watch all of the different videos, please go back and watch them. There are some very simple things that you can be doing that you probably are not doing on a regular basis. They are not hard, and they're going to help you get more listings, right? You can do 25 Facebook messages. A great template was put both in our private Facebook group as well as in an email, and Mike talked about it in his video. Handwritten notes. Who can't do this, you guys? We can all do this, right? Door knocking for sale by owners or expireds. Nobody else does that. Set yourself apart from the competition, right? Follow up with all of your seller leads every single day. Bring them something of value, right? Make sure that you go to your Facebook. You can go to, I'm sorry, not your Facebook. Go to your Boomtown and you can post on Facebook the link that people can find the value of their home. Get out there and use those things. We will provide you any information and assistance with any of this. Door knock around listings, right? Contact all of your past clients and ask for a referral and tell them about our goal of raising $50,000. Contact all of your referral partners and do the same, right? Practice your listing presentation, you guys. It's key. And I don't know if you also saw that, but Mike made a good point. Gary Keller sent us all an email last week telling us about all the amazing things that we were doing, not only to raise money, but to give of our time down here at Mega Relief. But really, it was about giving money because we've raised so much money through KW Cares already. And many of us are doing different things like HRG is on our own to even raise more for the victims of the hurricanes and our KW family members that are in need across the country. And what's interesting about it is he made a comment about all of these amazing things that Keller Williams, all these awards and all these milestones that we've hit, you guys. And of all of them, of course, the most the ones that he's most proud of are just us gathering together as a family and giving back, which I believe all of us are going to be most proud of that at the end of the year when we've reached our $50,000 goal as well. At the end of the day, utilize those statistics in your listing presentation. Utilize them when you're talking on the phone to set an appointment. Are you telling people all of the different amazing things that Keller Williams is known for and all of the milestones that we've hit? We're the number one real estate company in the world, right? Do you know how much money we're raising for people in need? There are no other companies in our industry that are doing this, right? We're the number one training company in the world. Are you sharing these things with people to get you in the door, to get a listing appointment? Are you sharing them when you're in there to secure the listing? Make sure that you are. Mike sent it out in an email as well, but again, it's in the video that he shared, so please watch that if you have not. All right, you guys, lastly, circle prospect around your just listed listings, ones that just sold, in your open houses. You can cold call because we'll give you the phone numbers, or you can door knock. We'll give you the addresses. Again, hub members, we are here to help you and provide you with anything and everything that you need. You just need to go out there and take the action. So I am super excited to hear all of your successes. There are so many of them that are already coming in. Nothing is impossible. You can do anything that you put your mind to. I'm confident that many of you are going to make some amazing things happen that you've never made happen before. I need you to share those successes. Share them an email, hrg@hergroup.com, or in our private Facebook group. If you run into an objection you just cannot figure out how to overcome, ask the question. You'll get so many different responses, and people are here to help you. We just need you to communicate, and together we will get through the month of September, and we will do some amazing, amazing things. There is no doubt. All right, you guys, thank you so much. I'm signing off now here in Austin. I'm getting ready to go get the details on where I'm going to volunteer tomorrow. I'm going to be doing some masterminding. I will share with you ahas. I will share with you some of the things that we're doing down here in the private Facebook group and on email throughout the next couple of days. So watch for that. If there's anything at all that I can do to help you, please let me know. And together, you guys, let's get out there and tell our story of what we are doing across the country, our goal of raising $50,000. Let's get out there and get as much business as possible, and let us help one another succeed as well by giving referrals across the country to our HRG family members, and doing whatever we can just continue to do as much business and transform as many lives through homeownership so that we can make a difference as well. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I will talk to y'all soon.